Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Tuesday, April 16th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. The markets gave up much of the risk premium they had added ahead of the weekend yesterday as traders returned to their desks believing they will see limited escalation in the Middle East. Israeli forces and leaders have vowed revenge after the first ever direct attack by Iran on Israel, with many Western leaders calling for restraint. Iran, of course, says any response by Israel will be met immediately with firepower, saying they will not wait or communicate with anyone what that response may look like. The Biden administration has reportedly told Israel's leaders that the U.S. will not support or participate in any type of counterattack, with questions over the extent of sanctions that Iran may face now. Israel's war cabinet is expected to decide as soon as today when it comes to what their response may look like, with world leaders scrambling to ensure the situation does not get worse. In other market news, inspections of wheat for overseas delivery rose week to week while corn and bean assessments declined, according to a USDA report. Wheat inspections in the 7 days that ended on April 11th rose to 551,278 metric tons from 516,835 tons a week earlier. That's also up from the 277,402 tons that were examined during the same week last year. Examinations of corn for export fell to 1.33 million metric tons from 1.44 million 7 days earlier, according to the government. That is still higher than the 1.24 million tons assessed in the same week a year ago. Soybean inspections dropped to 432,905 metric tons from 491,872 tons the prior week and were down from the 530,342 tons examined a year earlier. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the agency has inspected 26.7 million metric tons of corn for overseas delivery, according to USDA data, and that's an increase from the 21.4 million tons examined during the same time frame last year. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 38 million metric tons versus 46.7 million in the same period a year earlier. Wheat assessments since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now 15.9 million metric tons, down from 17.5 million at this point last year, according to USDA. In weather notes, severe weather is forecast for much of eastern Nebraska and Kansas, while wind advisories have been issued for several states, including Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri today. Tornado warnings were in effect this morning in parts of eastern Kansas as storms capable of producing tornadoes rode through the area, according to the National Weather Service. Tornado watches will remain in effect for much of the region through mid-morning. In central Iowa, winds today will be sustained from 25 to 35 miles per hour and will gust up to 50 miles per hour. Unsecured objects may be blown around and power outages may occur. Extremely dry weather is forecast today for much of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Winds in the region will gust up to 45 miles per hour, and relative humidity will drop to around 15%, according to the National Weather Service. And the National Agricultural Statistics Service released the latest crop progress report yesterday afternoon. It has corn planted at 6%, that is versus 7% last year and a five-year average of 5%. Soybeans were 3% planted, that is in line with last year's 3% and just ahead of the five-year average of 1%. Wheat conditions are at 55% good to excellent across the country, that is just behind 56% last week and 27% last year. As for livestock, cattle had a strong day yesterday, posting triple-digit gains in all contracts. Traders decided the market was a bit overdone on Friday. Hog futures wanted to move higher, but just could not hold those gains. On the market complex right now, we have most of the grains trading lower. The upside right now is in the soybean meal as well as the spring wheat contracts. On the livestock exchange, live cattle are trading lower. The front month lean hog contract is trading higher. Crude oil is trading a bit higher here this morning. Gold is higher, silver trading lower, and on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is off to a higher start. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article found on agriculture.com.